Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
move out on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. You don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up, cause you know that that's what's stuck. Even a DC's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, bang, I wanna get hooked up and take your picture. My homeboy trying to warn me of that butt you got made.
Push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it,
my everything, my everything.
coming with the
exclusive hot new mix.
This nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream.
I could take you back to when rap made sense. Not just a bunch of wannabe thugs, killers and pimps. Justified, gonna create another way and show the whole music world a better day.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop. Yeah. Yeah. Remember
Gene and Mercy.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio. What it does. Happy MLK Day on Mad Monday, you know what I'm saying? Y'all online, you know what I'm saying? Give us a call. 1-2-15-9-7. We got the home girl Julia. We got the home girl Sweetie. Rev Ollie. I be holding that piece like a long time sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
DJ Air Blood. Is that 99 down there? That you down there?
Yeah, yeah.
What up? 99 in the building. Got my crown. Breaking my crown. I lost my crown.
Hey, 99. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we all good. I'm real good. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little cold. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? Huh?
Happy Monday.
I was trying to figure out how come JoJo didn't tell me I missed the show Friday. Y'all know I be on this medication. I ain't none of y'all tell me nothing. Like, I looked at the clock at like 11 o'clock. And Chris was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I missed the whole damn show.
Oh, nigga, the motherfucker power went out anyway. So that shit, like, ended early.
Yeah.
The power went out over here, and I'm like, fuck. And I'm trying to get in, and they trying to make me make another show for the next day or something. I'm like, man, fuck it.
Yeah.
No way. That motherfucker better not go out tonight, cause I got a whole lot of shit to talk about.
I'm about to get on.
You got a lot to start talking about football.
I ain't getting ready to say nothing. I ain't gonna say nothing. I just got something special for y'all. I'm just gonna wait for the rest of these motherfuckers to get in here. JoJo was sitting right here, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should have called my nephew and had him call the show tonight.
Because look, everybody I was calling yesterday, nobody that want to answer the phone.
You called everybody?
everybody.
No pickups, nobody pick up.
Did nobody pick up? And JoJo was sitting right there. Usually JoJo, he'd hang around for a while. That game went up, that motherfucker left.
I said tonight, I said, ooh, we gonna get the business tonight, man. We gonna get the business.
No, no. I got, let me see where confetti them at. I need everybody on here for this one.
I'm
getting started on Facebook.
Scratch, you ain't
getting
nothing.
Oh, we gotta turn around like you did something big. You ain't even the one that initiated none of the bets. You ain't even initiate none of the bets, man. Don't come on here like you did something big.
Reverend Lee, that's not the point, bro.
You initiated the bets, then you would have a lot of shit to talk about because you would have been talking shit. But you didn't initiate the bets.
That ain't the thing,
real.
Who's that? That my nigga Mix Master G.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I was mad the referee cheated the whole game. Come on, cuz. Let's keep it real.
I told you, Ms. Bibble, it was rigged long time ago. Especially when the goddamn Raiders blew the whistle on the Raiders. That's what they did. We call it that. They blew the whistle on the Raiders.
I seen other people talking about this on social media, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to hear this shit tomorrow.
At the end of the day, they won. I accept that. You know what I mean?
We accept it. They won in a rigged NFL.
That's fine. But I'm not going for the 49ers.
No.
I'm going for Green Bay.
Listen what I'm saying. Oh, dumbass quarterback fucked that game off. It was not the referees.
No, it was the referees. They only saw Dallas holding. They act like 49ers ain't holding nobody the whole goddamn game. That's some bullshit.
I seen them holding Parsons
about eight times by his neck.
Y'all had
and they ain't call it.
Y'all had one chance to win the game. And guess
listen,
what happened? All
you didn't win that.
Goddamn quarterback. It don't matter. What the fuck? Whatever it is, nigga, we won. And y'all motherfuckers at home
Didn't nobody fuck Dak Prescott up like you said, though?
I got something special for y'all. I just gotta wait for confetti to get in so I can go.
You ain't gotta wait. Just play it again when he comes. Me and JoJo is enough. Come on with it.
It's gonna be a one time deal.
The cool part about it is, he's gonna talk about JoJo. You want to make a song? You think I want to make a song? You want to talk about the Cowboys?
Hell nah,
That nigga say no, I'm going home.
Somebody in there still. I would no. Hold on. Let's clarify that. I would have stayed up there if I would have drove my car. I was in my girl car, so she had to.
Yeah,
go
I know
back
you
home.
Told you told me that. You did tell me that. I ain't gonna hold that against you. But you wasn't ready to go though.
That's a premeditated alibi.
You did want to go though.
I wasn't ready to go. That's a premeditated alibi. I wasn't tripping. It is what it is. I'm not getting a check, so I don't really care.
Hey, that's what I was saying. If we'd have lost, I'd have said the same thing. Because you know, every quarter, I kept changing my jersey.
I'm just trying to say that. You better help them defend y'all, hair love. You the only one from Texas. You better
I'm with AD. He ain't did nothing. He ain't even, if he had initiated all the bets, and he would have had something to talk about.
The only problem with it is I do not have cable, and I did not see the game. So I don't know what happened.
It was on TV.
I don't know what. But I did get a burst of phone.
You could have watched the highlights on your phone.
I don't have Wi-Fi.
You better get you some of their rabbit ears. If you put some of their rabbit ears up on a goddamn TV, nigga.
Well,
I have a tinfoil or something, nigga.
I was looking for one of them clothes racks, and didn't nobody have no fall. So
motherfuckers get a wire hanger, nigga.
They don't work too good. See, that wire hanger shit don't work too good on these smart TVs. You gotta have an old school box.
You better go to the 996 store and get you some rabbit ears, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm going.
I have me some rabbit ears in that motherfucker. I had a TV sitting in the middle of the living room and that got the best reception.
I don't know what the hell you was doing anyway. You should have been on Facebook trying to look at somebody live or something. I ain't paid for nothing in a long time.
The thing is, my phone is busted up and my screen is only, I would say, 32% visible.
If you got Prime, you can watch it on Prime.
I mean, I try to come up with every excuse, but the fact of the matter is, the Cowboys did lose yesterday, so we got to suck it up and take that. But I can say, my nephew did play real good yesterday. Give a shout out to Jeffrey Wilson Jr., who played for the San Francisco 49ers.
Get it.
99, what's up, baby?
Your nephew.
What's going on, homie?
How you feeling? We get ready to break them, but I touchdown, bitch. I've been out there performing, homie. Huh?
I've been out there performing with Young Baca Productions. I've been doing a lot of shows out there in Hollywood and L.A.
You ain't called me and told me about nothing. That's fucked up.
Man.
Hold on, I got to get some booze. Let's get some booze.
That's for the no call. That's for the no call.
Heavy Love Bug know what I was doing. I'm telling you, I was reporting to him.
Well, Heavy Love know. He know I'm supposed to know, too. What the fuck is this? It's a conspiracy going on around this
man. I was on the podcast promoting you and your show. I mean, I'm like, it'd be a lot, you know. But, I mean, he knew. He could have reported it to the show. It's just driving down there from Palmdale, hour away, and doing all that was a lot on my plate, you know. So, but I told him what I was doing.
Congratulations.
Hope everything went good. You don't have none of the performances online?
Yeah, I got it on my IG. I put, you know, what I could, because, you know, the performance, if it's too long, I have to, like, cut it. I'm still kind of cutting it a little, but I got some of it up, and I did my new song, my new single, Louder, and then I performed my other song. It was called Catch Me, the one that you play all the time. I did that one. And they liked it. They really liked it. I just collaborated with Young Baca Productions. It's something that, you know, I just kind of got into on, and I got back into IG. I'm promoting you on IG, and I'm VARSI underscore Madison.
Most definitely. She's putting it out there, man.
That's what I'm talking about. See, what I want you to do is I want you and Julia to do a song together. I'm going to make a slamming ass beat, and I want y'all to do a song together.
Let's get it. I'm getting back out there, is all I'm saying. I'm trying. I mean, it's kind of hard to do that, because, you know, they treat you a little different. They don't remember me and you for some reason. I had to let them know who we were. You know, they don't. They're younger, the promoters right now. But I let them know. They know Medusa, then they should know you and I. You know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show up at your show with my crotch. I'm just gonna cut the crotch out of my jeans. It's gonna be balls.
You know,
out.
I got a circuit. I got a circuit kind of quick. I did one show, and then he had me go for the next. They had me go every day. I got a circuit with them, but it just happened real quick.
I know why you're here, girl. So you ain't got to explain nothing to me. But goddamn it, you call me first and let me know where you at. So if I wanna just go surprise, nigga, I can pop up.
On the cool, big up tonight, man, because she really been putting in a lot of work and these shows and stuff. And the thing about it is that there's no actual rehearsal. It's just boom. I want you on this show. You know what I'm saying? And she don't
have to
really
quick.
Well,
yeah, she
look,
she
promoted Jay the Vet, and then Jay the Vet got up there, and they just put me on. It's like open mic, but it's like you really be out there. People, you know, the talent is amazing. They're out at the beach. They doing shows at the beach. There's Reseda. It's just like a lot. Like Young Baca is coming up, and I'm promoting him right now. You know, to go to his IG, Young Baca.
Do you think I have to rehearse if a motherfucker say, scratch, come do a show tomorrow? Hell no,
it ain't
rehearse.
It ain't nothing like, you know, we know how to do. You just, if
a motherfucker say, come and do a show tomorrow, I'm going to be like, all right, let me make my show tape. And we in.
Because, you know, us out here in Texas, we, you know, I'm on the front line. We still got to rehearse and make sure our outfit together and make sure we got the right show tape, you know what I'm saying? But we out here, it's hard. You know, I can do the work. I can do the work. But, you know, when I got somebody like King Scratch in my back, hey, man, I would quickly, hey, man, send King Scratch. Work for him and get it done, put some on the plate. And y'all get some work happening.
I don't wanna throw my homegirl up under the bus. Julia says she ain't never did a show.
Really?
Well, tell her let's get it.
Try to get Julia to do a damn show.
Well, let's get her on. Give her more information. She could go to my however you wanna do it, I'll plug her up with the shows. They do it once a month.
She live in Louisiana though.
Oh, well, when she get out this way, I'm pretty sure they still going to be doing shows. She come out here.
Yeah.
Once everything clear up, though, you know, she come out, we get her on the show.
Yep. I mean, that's trigger numbers because, too, y'all can back door and do something in Louisiana together.
Who the Ali? Call 24 TV. I see you down there, but you don't never say nothing. You just sit up there quiet for like half of the damn show.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
The ball.
Hey, what's happening? True Rest Radio. It's your boy Buddha Ali. Buddha Ali from Dog 24 TV. Hustle Never Sleep. You know where we at in Oklahoma, Texas? If you don't know where that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, man. Right here in the Mason-Dixon line, right here in the middle of the Chittenden Circuit, man. In between the east, the west, the north, and the south, man. Right here in the middle, man. What's happening?
What's happening, bro?
Yeah.
Well, the Cowboys, man. I want the 49ers. They just won the game fair and square, man. That's all I can say. We predicted it. We talked the game up. But I'm seeing them going to the Super Bowl next year. I think they're going to meet at the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah.
Well,
it just happened.
That's what I'm seeing. Mr. Jones was so mad. The leader, the owner of the team was so upset with the Cowboys. He was so upset, man. I could see him already forcing them boys to the Super Bowl next year to take y'all on down there on the West Coast.
Yeah,
but right now, the West is the best, though. I'm going to go and say that. I'm going to throw my cards and my tickets and my gun. The West is the best.
The West is the best.
With
this. That was my nephew, Jeffrey Wilson Jr.
I'm just waiting on one motherfucker to get in there so I can do what I
and
want.
We ain't talking about football. We talking about music.
And that nigga probably ain't going to call because he wouldn't answer my phone call yesterday.
Hey, that shit was funny. That nigga was calling everybody in front of me. He was like, look, cuz, they ain't answering the phone. They scared. I'm like, well, shit, that ain't me.
He called me.
Scratch don't answer the phone when the 49ers lose either when we calling him.
Nigga, the 49ers ain't lost in life.
That nigga don't answer. No, he don't answer the phone half the time anyway. So it don't have to do nothing with the 49ers. He's like,
I can't say it. It ain't the time I call Scratch, you don't pick up.
That's what I'm saying. That's some bullshit. That's all that is. Every time Julia call, I pick up.
So we got to be at Julia, so.
Hi. How you doing, Scratch?
Hey, Julia.
That's what we got to do.
Shut up, bitch. Hey, that's a good way.
How you doing, Scratch? Can you give me a beat, Scratch, please?
That's a good ass way to hide y'all pain, nigga.
I bought you some hurricane, Scratch. I got some hurricane beer for you, Scratch.
Yeah, that's a good way to hide y'all pain. I love it.
Wait, hold on.
Wait a minute, cuz. Y'all motherfuckers, wait, hold on, cuz. Y'all be the motherfuckers that be calling me talking all that cowboy shit. Niggas call me on the phone. This nigga Baby Mac. Y'all don't know if y'all remember Baby Mac. Baby Mac. Oh, nigga. Yeah, nigga, you know, nigga, the Cowboys gonna fuck y'all up. Ah, yeah, nigga, you know, nigga, Cowboys.
He would not call the show tonight. Baby Mac will not be in the room.
Baby Mac will not call the show tonight. He won't even look. Every since yesterday, I called that nigga like 5-6 times, nigga. He will not answer that fucking phone. I'm just saying.
I understand.
I'm talking more shit to me. I'm the only motherfucker, except for who was the, what was the old girl's name? She was a 49er fan.
Yo,
y'all gotta get Fleetwood.
Y'all gotta get Fleetwood on the show.
I was the only 49er fan, and all of y'all motherfuckers was coming down on me like bricks. And I'm sitting up there trying to throw y'all off. We was giving you bets
and ways to make money, and then when we lost, we paid you. What are you talking about?
Check this out.
Hurry up and send the $20 one, man, while you talking.
Be in the playoff. Y'all ain't in the playoff. So that's just probably the whole thing about it.
We ain't in the playoff. We all were in the playoff. They ain't in the playoffs no more. Stop downsizing it.
I really don't understand. That's even better. That's good. That's a good analogy,
I really don't understand. The way they got this motherfucking playoff shit set up.
Because I'm saying bye-bye.
I really don't.
Because I'm saying bye-bye.
You know who you sound like? You sound like Aaron Scratch from Guy.
Get your motherfucking ass out of here.
Aaron Scratch from Guy. That's a good one.
Now, get y'all ass out of here. Guess what? We going to be playing next week. Guess what y'all going to be doing? Oh, yeah, y'all probably going to go to the game if y'all buy tickets.
y'all going to be going to the game, too. You're going to be watching Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. Ain't nothing y'all going to be playing.
I'm going to make sure I watch y'all lose next week. I'm going to make sure I watch.
Bye-bye. Oh, see, now, I knew this is what it was going to come to.
You want to bet again? You want to bet again?
I knew it was going to come to. Yes, we can. I knew what it was going to come to. You guys lost. My team against all y'all.
How much you want to bet against Aaron Rodgers?
$20 or $100?
Uh-oh.
It's either 20 or 100. What you want to do?
I'm going 20, goddammit. I ain't got no money. I got to pay the bills. This is almost bill time.
The way you was hollering, I thought you was going to make it exciting, but I see how your hollering simmered down.
Y'all, it's gone. It don't matter.
Okay, it don't matter
about nothing else. You know what?
See?
The money don't matter. The bets don't matter.
Okay.
You guys, the Dallas fucking, what they call them, the America team is out of this bitch, and
okay,
we put y'all out.
That's why we going to the next bet. So we shit about that game. What about the Green Bay Packers? Put your money where your mouth is right now.
Now you want to go Green Bay.
No, I didn't want to go. I got a Green Bay Packers jacket in here, too.
So what? You got a 49ers jacket, too. But what the difference is?
Sway. Nice green and black. Woo, this motherfucker better than the 49.
Man,
I'm going to tell y'all the truth. This is funny as hell. Only because y'all been trolling the hell out of him for like a month and a half. That's the only reason it's funny, because y'all, man, oh, my God.
No, it was the other way around, Sweet Pea. See, you would sleep on Friday, see.
No, you, Sweet Pea, keep on talking. Y'all been trolling.
Nah, it was all of y'all.
No, he was on. He was talking bad about them.
Y'all,
he was putting
him,
he was,
y'all all got together. Even Mr. Everywhere was helping y'all troll him.
Oh, yeah. But see, he put us on mute when we talk about the Cowboys, see? So he was having, like, emotional misfit. You know, he want to put us on mute.
I'm gonna tell you, Sweet Pea, you are absolutely right. They've been trolling me ever since football season started.
How we going to troll on mute? I don't understand that.
No, I never put you on mute when you talk. The only motherfucker that got kicked out was Confetti. I kicked Confetti the fuck out.
Man, he was muting us and everything, talking about timeout.
Listen, you ain't got to get worried about getting muted no more unless you just lie in the background. Y'all ain't got nothing to talk about no more because y'all gone fishing.
I bet you won't. I bet you don't want to bet that hundred on Sunday game.
Oh, well, I mean, first of all, I'm going to send you a bill for the 20 that you owe me from yesterday. So you owe me 20 already. Unless you just want to go, fuck it, I'll double down, nigga.
Double or something. Score something.
He going to say next week when they lose on Monday, he going to say, well, we beat y'all. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters right now. I don't give a damn if I lose or not. If the Packers beat us, it don't matter if I lose that game or not. Y'all are gone. That's the only thing that matters to me right now.
I knew he would say that too.
Y'all are gone. That's the only thing in this goddamn planet that matters to me.
You don't seem like it's gone. We went out after y'all went out. Hey, I tell you what, we gone, but you still talking about us, so we still here.
Hello.
I need you louder, baby.
Now, check this out. Say it again.
We're going to get in
a couple of things, and we're going to come back. If y'all online and y'all listening, give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? If y'all really want to know the truth, y'all need to go and look online and see how many Cowboys fans was actually crying.
We got Dallas DeBarge against Aaron Scratch.
All right, check this out. This is what I'm going to do for y'all. Check this out.
You know what I really regret?
What?
You know when the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Rams a few years ago in the playoffs? I was at the JW Marriott downtown, literally standing at the front door in the lobby waiting for Cowboy fans. Don't you want to take a picture? Don't you want to sit here with me? And I wish I was in Dallas yesterday where, oh, did you see all of those fans crying? Did you see them? I mean, the ladies were crying.
Oh.
Dudes were crying. Did you see? And
you couldn't have really been happy for that. You can't genuinely.
Molly.
Wow, Dak Prescott,
Molly,
I feel so bad for
Molly,
the guy.
Molly, from my soul.
Oh.
I was so happy. Look at
them.
Greatest fans in the world. The greatest fans in the world.
Hail Mary's our father, son,
where's the last guy? Where's the dude that was crying at the end?
Y'all deserve better.
Show them all. Hold on. Let's take a moment, y'all. Let's take a moment. Let's watch this. There he is. There he is. Oh, this is beautiful. I mean, that's how I want Cowboy fans to look.
Ooh,
look at them. Look at that. I mean, it's beautiful. This
wrong.
Is beautiful.
That's
Let me
right.
tell you something right now. They deserve it, man. They deserve it. You know
they
it.
Do not,
I know it. Yes,
they do
they
not.
Do.
I can't.
Just,
I like they
Pin Man.
They're the best fans in the world, man.
It
hurts me.
They're delusional.
It hurts
delusional.
Me right
but I will
now,
tell you this.
Man.
I
felt that, man.
Something happened yesterday. That's breaking news. Do you know last night was the first night in my life that the Dallas Cowboys lost, their season was over, and I didn't hear one Cowboy fan say, you know, we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? I didn't hear that yesterday. It was the first time. So maybe the delusional element of Cowboy fans has dissipated or evaporated. But let me tell you something right now. Could y'all do me a favor, please, because Stephen A's back. Stephen A's back in the house. Could you please show just a little bit of montage of those fans again?
Oh,
I mean, can we get some music?
Stop
can we get some music?
Hold on, Michael. I'm talking to you. You know
what
I really was
sad
is I really felt like this was their time. Like, this was the
play that music louder.
This talent.
Louder. Turn up the volume of music.
Oh, my God. This hurts. These are the best fans in the world right here, man.
Look at them.
Oh, my God, man. I can't believe y'all putting this up, man.
I mean,
I can't believe y'all even playing this.
This
was not part of the show. This was not part of the show.
He hijacked
the show. This is not part of the show.
I actually had a question.
There is one middle-aged white dude that's leaning over the railing, and he's crying. Where's that one at? I need to see it. It feels so good. I mean, where is it? Listen. All that happened. Listen, at the end of the day, Michael Irvin, all that happened.
That hurt for real, boy.
Listen, keep showing that because I'm going to keep asking that.
Stop playing that. We ain't playing that. Stop playing that. Come on.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
No one died. All that happened was the Cowboys showed you who they truly are. Again, that's all that happened. All that happened was that they brought you back to reality. The reality. Ooh. I mean, that's all that happened. So when you go out to California, you do your NFL Network show. Great, great show, by the way. And y'all, especially when y'all outside in that field, I want you to run those routes and show them how to catch the ball.
You guys have a nice setup.
Do you know that Rich Eisen made more catches on that outside football field than CeeDee Lamb did yesterday?
West Coast for life, King Scratch, do I check out? Off with his head, if he try to stick his neck out, I can't pull a full deck out. I think I'm too far short, my alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm hearing voices like a kid, so 3 brain cells, but I'm still making hits, so I'll never quit, so I just get better with time. Number 5 with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck, all the niggas I was dealing with, they bitch, they can't get paid. Over that whack shit that they laid, they couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my tracks could camouflage the vocals, the locals. Yo, who's the tightest around? I got beat by the track, pulling buzz off a pound. And if he sees
stay right here, because your shit ain't going nowhere. You're doing nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets of field. You're doing nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets of field. I murdered the mic both from the spinning grenade balls. 10 times tighter than the average rap star. Lord of the underground, ripping the track. Immaculate skills, spitting up ass rap. Burn a hole in the map with my nigga King Scratch. Independent, unsigned, still getting the check. Born to hustle like Nino, posting with Zach. Purchase enough studio time to put my dogs on the map. Getting big every day like a pregnant bitch. Never waiting on the industry to make me rich. Making moves like the president, staying on top. Brand new fit, iced out shoes on the whip. Never hesitate, belly, I'ma get that quick. And keep a pocket full of faces till the Lord come back. Blaze mics till the wheels fall off. You know the drill, he'll fella for life, nigga. With or without a record, you doing nowhere fast. The image won't last, we've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets of fear. You doing nowhere fast. The image won't last, we've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets of fear.
I bet you niggas thought I wasn't doing shit. Because you got me fucked up. You probably told the CD here and there and you just lucked up. I don't think double copper will make
20 copies sold.
It's gold plated. Your shit is overrated. So you better get a 9 to 5. Cause your music career is going straight for a nosedive. Crash and burner, you could jump out the plane. Sink a swimmer, you could drown. Then you bump into pain. I maintain my status as a K-I-N-G. Royalty, shook jealousy and envy like an earthquake. My fingers ain't big mistake because I'm writing the real. You could try all your life and you still won't get a record deal. So you better stop running your lips. Like Frank Paparello, you ain't got no shit. So if you see me in traffic, just stay right there. Because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're doing nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets of fear. You're doing nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets of fear. You're doing nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets of fear. You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets of fear. Nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel.
Hello?
Oh yeah, I was just calling to let you know that I'm gonna put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all homies coming over. You know, they all gonna be over here. Oh yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Alright, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some ribs and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drinks, but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store. And grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger and she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too. If they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some plus, we got plenty of you. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, but that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a crook in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but a assassin song. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on. Some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah, summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without nothing to hide.
should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue. Plenty of drinking, all the food that you need. Bring some cups and just some us, we got plenty of them. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe they might meet you. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Pool stretched out on the table like a sports board. Tank top thongs and his booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite rap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Kelly sun's gone, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Plenty of drinking, all the food that you need. Bring some cups and just some us, we got plenty of skills. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night interview. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Cardiac arrest, better call your doctor stat. Where you at? I'm on the west side. Have faith.
full fry, in the cut, make the cheese, putting in eight, making more than 5 G's. Cash out, hustle till I pass out, always on the paper route, on the paper chase, running shit, always coming in first place, in your face, you fucking with a G that's uppercase, not lowercase, you should erase all your shit, cause you taking up too much space, yeah.
We're working on the...
Welcome, welcome to the true, true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you're gooey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Yo, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Have Love. My girl, Sweet.
Peace
up, baby. Yeah.
Yeah,
my nigga JoJo,
what it do, my nigga?
Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip hop scene. We don't play none of that,
none of that sauce,
none of that play-doh. Yeah, it's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga. Let's go. Baby, drop that ass. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio. MLK Day, Mad Monday. MLK, man. It's crazy. I gotta throw this picture up before the night is over, man. I was right there where he got killed at, and I got the shit on my Instagram, you know what I'm saying? King Scratch, Instagram. King Scratch everything, damn near, you know what I'm saying? True West Radio. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Oh, my God, look everywhere. I see you.
Hats off,
Foxy,
man, the 49ers. Hats off, the 49ers.
I feel you. I'm fucking up, sweet bitch. DJ Have Love, JoJo, and Buddha Ali. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let's give y'all some love right here.
You funny, but you ain't funny. Appreciate it, appreciate it, appreciate it.
Mr.
Edward.
Yes, I'm
here. Putting us on mute for the hit nigga, Stephen A. Nobody want to hear no Stephen A. with his funny looking ass.
Yeah, that's
so,
yourself on the back. Y'all won, but if you don't win the Super Bowl here, you just like us, scrubs.
Well,
I didn't find that shit funny at all,
cuz. We
ain't
gonna play and find out. Y'all late.
Yeah, dog shine. The sun shine on a dog's ass every now and then.
He gonna play Mr. Hair receiving line man on.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
You cannot. Hold on, I need some background. You got me fucked up. That's Cowboy fans' defense. They say what's going to happen next week. They say what's going to be the outcome. The outcome is this. My team beat y'all's team, and y'all was the one talking more shit than I was.
I know, but we put our money where our mouth was, though, Scratch. You didn't put your money where your mouth was.
I put my money where my mouth is when the motherfuckers got beat by the Cardinals the week before.
That's why you should be a Cardinal fan.
Oh, I need my $20. Nigga, I'm going to send you the bill in 35 seconds. Call us from 432. Damn, where is that? Hello? From the 432.
Who the hell is that?
Somebody's background sound messed up.
Yeah, somebody about to get put in timeout. What the fuck is going on? 432, who this?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
I'm pushing these buggies, man. I'm still at work. Put me on mute.
No, put yourself in timeout. You can mute your damn self.
What's up with it, Foxy?
Foxy left. Okay. I would say, if he put his cell phone mute, he could come back whenever he wanted to. If I put him on mute, I forgot. I'm about to drink another beer. I forgot. I had his ass on mute the whole fucking night.
I'll remind you.
Hey, did you drink that other 40?
I drunk both of them motherfuckers. Hell yeah. I stopped drinking 40s because if I got to go out and recycle, the cans give me more money than the bottles. Then on top of that, my mama said, look, two gangster
but
walking
shit,
around.
I got them for a good price. Let me tell you how much I paid for each bottle.
How much?
$1 each.
Wow, bring me some more of them motherfuckers.
That's what I said. When I run across some more, I'm going to get them.
Oh, hell yeah. My
mama
said,
if they had more, I would have bought them all.
Nigga, I was walking through the house. And, you know, we had our people from out of town over. And I'm walking through the house with a 40 like a motherfucker. And she be like, can you go out and put that in the
glass? Flashback in the days, huh?
Yeah, like,
NWA flashback.
Oh no, this wasn't even. I mean, they wasn't old English, but it was just the point. I started thinking about my mama when I was drinking the motherfucker. She always, you look so tacky walking around with that big old beer. Can you go at least put it in the glass? I don't know. Beer tastes different out of glass than it do a bottle to me. I guess it's the whole experience, you know what I mean? So, Mr. E.
King Scratch.
Yes,
did
ma'am.
Did you open up a line for Foxy?
Foxy dropped her call. Her call dropped.
She's talking about you. She's talking over her.
Yeah, her whole call dropped. I think Foxy call dropped, and I guess the dude that said Foxy, and his call dropped at the same time.
Do y'all even hear me right now?
Yes, they hear
I hear you, but I guess he don't.
Well, don't say it loud, say it proud. I told you, King Scratch, my phone don't like you for some reason. I got a call from everybody.
Wait a minute, why don't like me? Why, me of all people?
It don't like Blog Talk with that bullshit.
Hey,
you got
Can I get some love? Hey, baby.
What's going down, y'all? What's going down tonight?
Yeah, what up, Bobby? How you doing?
I'm blessed.
I love when y'all be on there. You got Sweet Pea, I think 99. Then you got Julia. We got you. See, It don't feel like a social set. Wait, hold on.
So you saying they outnumber us tonight?
No. They don't outnumber us. It's good to have female company. Shit. Motherfuckers sitting up here, all us talking about cowboy, cowboy, cowboy. We got girls to talk about whatever the hell they want to talk about. Shit.
Hey, ladies.
Okay, well, let's talk about this.
It ain't a sausage party.
First of all,
it ain't a,
nobody's bringing
it up yet. Sausage party.
I'm going to say it first. Happy Martin Luther King birthday.
Happy birthday. I said it first. You late.
You know what? I don't like you.
Hey, you ain't got to like me long as you love me.
Super Bowl.
That part right there.
Long as you love me, you ain't got to like me. Shit. There's a whole lot of people I like, but I don't love them, but there's a whole lot of people I love. I just don't like them.
All righty then.
But that's real.
Tell me something good.
Hold on.
Green Bay gonna whoop that ass.
I came in here to start a goddamn background music. But I forgot my beer on the way here. Hold on.
That's what your ass gets.
I'm not one of the people that's dealing with the snow and stuff. Because I know a lot of people that snowed in, and I'm not feeling that. I used to be so jealous when they play the Christmas videos and they be playing Let It Snow and all that shit. But today, it's 80 degrees. It snowed last time in February. I'm like, fuck that shit, man. Like, no.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you the realest shit I ever wrote. I didn't write it, but actually God wrote it. Because it was important in the damn football game yesterday. They said, I told them, I said, God wanted y'all to lose. That motherfucker catch that ball because that swell was in his eye. But, motherfuckers who ain't been in snow, when you get in snow, they wish they never been in snow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was unhappy because normally we have a little snow and it'd be melted by the time you wake up in the morning. Then a few years ago, it was on top of my car that morning and I still went in. And it was like another time. It happens like maybe every 3 or 4 years. They was like, can you still come in today? And I was like, hell no. Like, because I don't have time for that. Maybe last year, whatever that was, they say it's hot where the devil at, but that had to be the devil come through here like that. With just a little bit of snow. And shut down all the power and everything for like the whole week.
God is mad. I remember I used to tell y'all that shit long time ago. God is mad. The earth has done shifted just a little bit. Because yeah. all of the goddamn weather is in the wrong spot. Remember yeah. a few weeks ago we was talking about y'all was down there in Texas and this motherfucking 80 or some shit. And we yeah. down here freezing our motherfucking ass off. The earth yeah. ship.
Yeah, yeah.
God is mad. God is mad. He's like, I teach y'all, what if I give you some of this and I give y'all some of that?
Y'all know it's not funny, but I don't know. I thought about it and I laughed. Because I told Chris when they kept talking about Omicron and flu Rona and stuff, you know, they have different strands of it. I was like, I know somewhere right now in a Baptist church, he was like, we're living in the last days. And I'm like, I just got to get my life together because I was just going down all these different names of the everything that they used to be preaching to me. Oh, it's going to be this kind of buzz. And it's going to be so many diseases, a certain number of diseases. And I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go.
You know what's funny? The thing about it is, it's almost like I always said that God got a calendar, and then your day you gonna die unless you a dumbass, and you might die early because you did some dumb shit. Believe it or not, your story is written already. Some people ain't completed their story. We all got a story, but we gotta finish the story. Once we finish the story, then we can relax. That's called kind of like low-key retirement. And then you fuck around and be able to start. And then you fucking die. All this shit is wrote already for you. Unless you doing some dumb shit that's getting ready to get you killed early. Be like, what's up, nigga? Freeze, nigga. Let me get all your money. And nigga turn around and blast a nigga. Nigga, you still had a whole 40 years left on your contract, nigga, but you fucked it up.
Yeah.
That would be stupid anyway, people that still running around trying to get money off of people, because people have a very small amount of money on them, if any. Almost everything is digital. So, that's just money for the people that still doing that. And people are still doing it. I heard that they was following people to their house and robbing them for their groceries.
See, the thing about it is, I'm going to tell y'all this. If y'all hear me going to jail because I'm robbing something, them niggas got to have a whole lot of money. Because guess what? If I rob this nigga and he only got $2, I'm going to jail for the same goddamn price. To me.
Right.
Robbing a bank or going to rob somebody with a gang of money. I'm still going to rather do the same time.
Right.
So motherfucker just can't fuck around and just try to rob a motherfucker that you think got some money. You got to rob a motherfucker you know got some money. That make more fucking sense. You'll be a dumbass to run up in a bank. You'll be a dumbass to run into the little corner market. You'll be a dumbass to run into this gas station. Those are the motherfuckers that's on that drug. They on that drug. They don't give a fuck if they rob a nigga for $20. They trying to get that drug. But for us, it ain't on drugs. It just needs some money. Nigga, do you know, nigga, I'm going for $100 million. If I get caught, I'll be like, fuck it, shit. I was trying to rob $100 million. I ain't gonna walk and rob the nigga walking down the street that got a food stamp card in his fucking pocket. That shit don't make no sense, cuz.
Yeah,
that's what
people
gotta
do. Have a clean on what he needs back.
That's what motherfuckers doing.
I will tell you, if I rob anybody, it's getting ready to have to be because I'm desperate on some shit. But if Now, if I do, they gotta have, I gotta be able to feel like I'm going to jail for something. Because if I rob this nigga, I'm going to jail anyway for the same fucking crime I could do if I go up there and rob some rich people. I ain't robbing no fucking body. I'm scary now.
It's stupid anyway, so what you would get, because if you take a credit card, boom, you on camera using it. Like, if you take some phone, they tracking you. They know exactly where you at. You take their phone, their computer. It's just not stupid. You might as well find you a hater to go and make some money. Robbing people definitely ain't gonna help you. You do better cleaning windows. They gonna get your ass.
Yeah, and see, the thing about it, what they doing, more of them is doing, like, they'll fuck around and, and get you, and then not only are you getting charged with robbery, you getting charged with kidnapping. Motherfuckers be tying motherfuckers up and shit, and this, that, and the other, and then they leave, and everybody got a goddamn camera. That's what dumbasses motherfuckers don't think. Motherfuckers, somebody got a camera on some fucking where. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And they dumbass don't even realize that. Everybody got cameras now. Now, you go back to the motherfucking 90s, it wasn't cameras everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people got away with a lot of shit back then. Nigga, today, nigga, everybody got a camera. All they got to do is see, especially nosy motherfuckers, all they got to do is see something look halfway fucked up. They can even start filming.
And they cannot use the stoplight cameras for that anymore because that was some bullshit. They were charging people who didn't deserve it, but they do still use them for crime. So if there's something reported in the area, they go right to those cameras and look at it. As well as all the cameras in and around the business system, they got them at the door. So,
cameras,
you know,
in every motherfucker will. You know, if you, I don't know if you ever went to Google Maps. Not Google Maps. I used it on a goddamn video. But if you go to
Google
and it'll zoom in on your fucking house, or it'll be right outside your house.
Exactly. And they show you also, it's an updated picture. The cars that's in the driveway changed. That my
the motherfuckers had my when I had a Jeep, they had my Jeep in the driveway. I'm like, are you fucking serious? That's what they do.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you.
Exactly.
Because
when it was only one car at the house, it was only one car in there. Then one day I went back and I just checked again. And I wasn't even living there. But it had my car, my mom's car, and my stepdaddy's truck all in the driveway. It did blank out the license plate, but a stalker know what kind of car those is, and he could come in the area and be looking for a car that looks like them.
Yeah, that's crazy as fuck. We're going to jump into, we got about 33 minutes. If you're online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? We all on this motherfucker. Oh, y'all got to clap. Ha-ha. True West Radio, man. Let's go. Let me see what am I going to play. I want to play that.
Street hop to unique hop. It ain't that a nigga got to get his swagger back. Because my swagger never left. But fuck it. FWAWG swag, got it.
Never lost it, just never flossed it. It's awesome, I bring it to your flush with no problem. Let's get it started, let's get retarded. The hard shit, I got it. Bounce shit, I got it. Baby girl, get it, don't stop it. From Earth to Jupiter, I'm shooting in my rocket. Speakers going boom, and I'm steaming up the cockpit. Unique, ripping the tone, my swagger is the topic. It's like crossover, straight to the hold up, the object. Flawless, September to August. Fuck it, I'm the hardest. Fuck it, I'm the hardest.
SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
The nigga got his swagger back.
I got it. SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it.
Yo, take me for instance. Relentless interest to handling business. Suited up, really dope. Lyrical fencing. My raps be lyrical ginseng. Pay close attention to how double S rip things, twist things. Drop it on the track, master that after mixing. Testing, mic check, 1, 2. Got the karate body that come with the kung fu. Chop you, then drop dudes who jock you. Fucked up is what talk is, shit got you. Think twice, fucking with hot crews. I'm on my grown man tool in my hand for any fool who wanna get out of hand. This is West Coast shit. Explosives on the track, Cas Capone ripping that. Cali trees in my lungs, on the beach blowing bombs. I make it crack a lack. I got my swagger back.
SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it. SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it.
Any challenge, I knock any sucker off balance. All types of awards for my talents. I'm smashing. Come through, I smash you too. Smash that crew. Try to flip the script, you better stash that too. I be pounding the pavement, taking no shorts. Infiltrate the crowd, chameleon style. Penetrate the crowd, on the grind, on my lonely. Wish I had a tenderoni to hold me, console me, tell me that I'm one and only. Smoking blunts with the homies, roll with the OGs. Staying out the pen, no licks, no codies. Play the game to win, plotting and angling in the rotten and dangerous south, scandalous habitat. Adjacent to nothing basic, nothing to play with. I get money, act funny, I gotta take it. Relating with the Secret Service agents, we out here with that fat rap, Similac, save it. Take it how you wanna take it, real shit, I crave it. I plot and make chips, you watch me make chips. Jock my statement, fake bitch, fake with your face.
SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swag back.
I got it. SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swag back.
I got it.
Yeah. Swagger. Attitude. Persona. Abbreviation SWAG. A dominating force that controls the crowd. Dominates and controls and it demands attention. SWAG.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We don't do it like this. Hey, tell you ready, check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, spit the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the Avenue to Jail. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
Motherfucking Biggie Small.
What you gonna do with it, Tupac?
Yeah, where the motherfucking dogs at? Throw your motherfucking middle finger. We gonna do this shit like this. I take the law for my big blessing. Blowing stress and keep a back from possession. From the barrel of a spinning weapon. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from my Mexican. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, a straight soldier. Walking at the busters, no matter how you fuck. Niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate until we
multiply. You see me striking down the block, can't hold us. Driving like a motherfucker, living like I wanna. It ain't no stopping at the red light. I'm sideways, thug like motherfucker, 12 pain. Let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, keep tracking through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in the high speed, safe with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw.
Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sexed my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches and scary, get you near me. We run from visions to overpack prisons. Millions of niggas thugs living. Pressure, three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. Polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of sound, help me slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, officiated. And it's in this behavior. Got the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled them up soon as we thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, moved the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, niggas got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get for being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique's all legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defenseless, it's senseless, knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke piss to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Well, I dash on niggas once I mash these figures. I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up for evidence, big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? Is the back in the front when you bump this shit? I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit, always. Though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 back 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. When we coming for you, we hit the house of blues. I
kicking like fools, my nigga fatal. Put a gun inside a glove, I keep it fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, baby inside his belly, nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in the front. Niggas saying, God damn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took five bullets. Count, came out. Rapping and stealing and making fives. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made five platinum shits. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots. Fuck the cops. Well, I stopped. I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But it's my beat. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew. Survive reincarnation after I'm dead. They'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas arrive for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Make you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass. That's a grown man. Come over here to the true one, catch these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Bright and all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at them the day you won't see his bitch ass again.
Yo, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
What up everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
True West Radio. We back in the motherfucking B.I.E.O.D. Hold on, that's my shit. Turn that up a little bit. Hey, hold on, I'm gonna turn that shit all the way up. Hold on. Y'all know that's about that shit. Woo! We got about 60 minutes left, man. We're about to bring everybody over here. Mr. Edward. Yeah. Oh, crap. Oh, y'all gotta go to the doctor's morning. Y'all got a whole lot of crap. Sweetie! Everybody except for Rev Ali. Like, Rev Ali. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, said he didn't put himself in a timeout, so I ain't know. We got another caller from 318.
I can hear you.
450. Dude, you're way up here. Julia, you there? Somebody calling from a, you know, somebody from a 450 number?
I don't know. I have to look and see. I have to look at my phone. Type in 450. I'm not sure.
Nah, don't trip. I'm going to leave them open. If they want to say something, they can say something. Yeah, I mean.
Keep them in the background, then.
Hey, you know what? I need a bomb ass gumbo recipe. Everybody wild as fuck. Okay?
Yeah.
I need gumbo. Y'all don't know how to make gumbo?
Nah, they only make
it. Actually, the person from Louisiana for their recipe.
Right. Well, goddammit, that's where Julia is. Shit, you don't know how to make gumbo, Julia.
If you want some real, I don't know how to make gumbo.
I know how to make San Francisco gumbo.
Shoot, North Louisiana, they on that boudin and they on that crawfish boil, man. They on a whole nother page. Man, you tell me about some crawfish boil, they tell you about that mud riding a crawfish boil. I used to go down to Arcadia.
I'm gonna get online. I'm gonna find one of them old women right there cooking and showing you how to make. Cause y'all didn't see my dressing recipe that I put on my YouTube. Everybody wanted to know how to make dressing. I made dressing 1 year on my YouTube page.
How many views you get?
Huh? I don't know. I haven't looked.
How many views?
I haven't looked because see my one of my nieces. They said they wanted to learn how to make it. They was mad for like 3 years because I never told them the recipe. So I told them, I say, look, I'm getting ready to go on here on Thanksgiving. I think that was a couple of years ago. I'm gonna go on here on Thanksgiving and show you how to make my dress. So that's what I did. I went online and I showed them how I make my dress. I was cussing everybody. That gotta be JoJo. That gotta be JoJo.
Damn, he ain't the only one going out during the police.
That was JoJo.
That was me down here in San Diego. They fly down here too every 20 minutes.
Oh, that wasn't the police. That was the ambulance.
Yes, the ambulance. They going to get some of them old folks that might have passed away or had a heart attack or something.
That's morbid. Don't say that.
I understand. That's what.
Maybe somebody yelling. Hurt their ankle, nigga. God damn.
No, that's what I'm over here by. That's what be happening. I'm over here by the old folks, and that's what be happening. That's why you hear a lot of ambulance.
Well, you was an old.
Y'all know I lived in the hood so long. I used to could tell what kind of car it was. I could tell if it was an ambulance or if it was a police car, because they really don't sound the same.
No, police cars is faster. They sound faster. That's, you know, that's ambulance.
Now they do this bullshit down here. It's like whoop 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 whoop. Like, yeah, nigga, we got you. Pull over.
I never stayed around to find out. Hand
that
hand
that's the way. Shit. Hey, look. I'm gonna say this one time. Confetti didn't call.
That was 2 times.
Confetti didn't call. I went to sleep. My nigga gonna say something. I was sleeping, so I couldn't call him. So shut the fuck up. You... Wait a minute. Baby Mac didn't call. Baby Mac said he was getting ready to call in. Please call, baby. You only got about
nine minutes. It's okay.
Left.
I'll still represent Cowboys no matter what.
Wait, why does this nigga come in there with his old customized jersey? Because his last name on the back of the jersey.
Oh, JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo came up here. This nigga had his own
JoJo part of the team. That's because we play for the Cowboys. JoJo play and so do I. We on the team.
Oh, y'all play, huh?
That's right.
And who position you play?
Hey. I play wide receiver.
Uh-uh.
I watch it, I receive.
Well, I know we got another week. We may have more, but guess what?
Nah.
Y'all ain't got no more time. Y'all ain't got no more time. Because I'm going to tell you, y'all motherfuckers sitting at home watching the playoffs, fucking around, jacking off, trying to get off.
Y'all going to get blown out, though. Y'all finna get, you finna get blown out, though.
About that. But guess what?
We're still
in the playoffs.
Okay. So, hold on. So, but it's still
y'all couldn't let me finish my rap. I couldn't finish my rap, though. I want to finish it now. I already, I was rapping, nigga. I was telling y'all about y'all.
It was a whack rap you just trying to display. It was whack.
Oh, of course, because it was about somebody who was whack. They wrote both for people that's whack.
It was a bad rap.
Look. If the shoe was on the other foot, this whole conversation would be totally different.
No, we wouldn't even be really mashing on you like that. We say we got to stay and we get on.
Y'all been mashing on me for how long?
We ain't even bringing it up some of the time. You be bringing it up a lot of the time.
You've been saying that since the beginning of the fucking year. No, we haven't.
You
get everybody turned up, and then you go in the background and listen to them argue.
That's because I got a spoon. I started shit up with it.
This nigga ain't gonna turn the shit up, and then he gonna disappear.
I'm right here. I'm right here. I want my $20. Give me my $20. I sure wish I would have bet $100. No, it's too late now.
I bet $100 on that game. Come on, I'll send you a bill for $100.
No, you ain't bet $100 on that game because you didn't think they was going to win. That's why you didn't want to really bet $20.
Nigga, hey, look, I got priorities. I got things I got to pay. So I can't
be. Me too. You don't think I got nothing to pay?
$100 extra.
I got shit I got to pay too.
I got bills, I gotta pay too. My water go off, goddamn it. I gotta make sure that shit paid first. Now, don't you think anybody else do too? Mine ain't free. Well,
man, I bet the lady who whoever the little old lady is that run the football board, I bet she came up.
If I did what I should have done, I think I would have won like eight racks right now. I should have did what I was going to do.
You ain't got no faith.
Nope. Because you know what?
I gotta have faith.
Priorities for your bills is way, way more important than any bet. So okay, you gonna bet your bill money and your bill, all the shit you gotta pay money on a goddamn game, and then now you lost, and now all that money is gone. And then you sitting up there going,
People do it all the time. I gotta take my studio to the pawn shop. I ain't never done nothing in my life. They do it every day.
It was my bill money against what I could have won. If I'd have did it, I'd have won. But if I'd have lost, I'd have been sitting around here with like, oh my God.
You should have tried, but you didn't.
Then I start calling y'all and be like, hey man, can I borrow like $200? And then I ain't got it. I'd have been 8 racks up right now. If I'd have put my goddamn bill money on what I was going to do, I'd been 8 racks up right now.
Okay, do it this week against Green Bay. With the confidence.
Yeah, my bill money already billed, but nigga, hell no, nah, nigga. I'd have jumped off the roof, nigga. Man, look, I'm not a gambler.
You said you could have made 8 racks, right? And you didn't get 8. Like, how come you didn't get at least 2 racks? I mean, damn.
Bruh. What? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a rich man. I'm not holding that much money the way people think that I am. If my bills are more important than a gambling debt or something, now I got to go and try to rebound. I do this all month. Beginning of the month, I pay the bills, and then I fuck around, then I build the money up to have my bills for next month. So you're a fucking dumbass unless I got some money in a cut somewhere. You'll be a fucking dumbass to spend your bill money. That's a priority over fucking some kind of bet.
I don't know. The 49ers seem something you could put all your money on, man.
Well, put all my money on them son of a bitches yesterday. Send you a picture with my goddamn crouchless jeans, balls hat. But I love my nine. Don't get me wrong.
I don't love them
enough for me to get my life cut out though.
I can tell.
You hear what I'm saying?
But it would have been
now. Nice. My light is out. I can't even talk to y'all.
And don't play.
What?
It would have been nice to win big, to pay your bills and go play.
Yeah, well, such is life. Hey, we got 40 seconds. True West Radio. We going to after hours. Y'all only got 40 seconds to call 323-642-1597. Y'all better start clicking in real quick. Thanks, y'all, man. Martin Luther King Day, you know what I'm saying? It means a whole lot to me. I remember when I was in high school, I played Martin Luther King. That shit was so fly.
After Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, nobody didn't know that I was going to play Martin Luther King that day. They said, we got somebody special that's going to do Martin Luther King. And when I turned around, the whole goddamn crowd fell out. That's straight. True West Radio. We'll be back Monday after hours. You're too late. That's crazy. But I did. I fuck around and did Martin Luther King in my motherfucking, in my high school. And everybody knew. There's only a couple of people that knew that I was going to be Martin Luther King. And, the motherfucker when they were like, somebody special was going to be Martin Luther King. And then when I fucked around when the curtain went up and I turned around, everybody went fucking ballistic in the goddamn auditorium.
I can see that because, for real, it was just like that first time we was on We Talk Radio and you was like, my birthday is coming. I was like, when is it? He was like, Christmas. I was like, hell no.
Them motherfuckers was in the crowd going so ballistic. If I could get that goddamn video, that'd be one of the highlights of my life. I could not believe they were like, they knew. Everybody in the goddamn high school knew who I was. And I fucked around and when that curtain came on, I turned around because I had hair and I cut my hair off like Martin Luther King. And when I turned around with that suit on, them motherfuckers lost their mind. I couldn't even do my first line because I was doing I Have a Dream. I couldn't even say that shit in the beginning. I was laughing so hard. Because all my niggas was in the audience tripping.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good-ass day, Martin Luther King Day. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my birthday tomorrow, January 18th.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah, well, yeah, it's only a couple of hours away for you. Well, for us, it's a few hours away for us. But I hit that 55 deuce, man. Oh, Lord. I be, you know what I hate? My motherfucker be like, damn, you a youngster. Nigga, I'm 55, so, nigga, you was a youngster. You was a young buck. Nah. Hey, look, it's crazy when I'm in my mama used to say, you keep this old dumb old shit up, you ain't going to live to see 18.
Yeah, he used to come over here, Ali ain't going to make it to 20. I used to say, keep that lady away from over here.
It's 18. Don't you bring that over here no more. It's 21 and it's 25.
Mm-hmm.
When you escape 25 in California, L.A., oh, I think you going to make it.
Oh, man.
Because that's the thing. Most don't make it to 18. Most don't make it to 21. Most don't make it to 25. So when you hit 26,
you
nigga,
that
you...
was funny about that? When we turned 25, because I got a god sister that was born the same year as me. I'm October, mm-hmm. she November. So the guy she was with the time, her baby daddy, he was like, oh, shit. He was like, both of y'all 25. He was like, oh, shit, y'all school. Y'all made it. I was like, what the hell
that's
is he
a,
talking about?
Those are milestones.
Like,
those are milestones. That's like when people get married, them motherfuckers say, okay, 20 years or 25 years of silver and then gold and whatever anniversary when you've been married for so long. But it's like when you were a motherfucking young black man in California, you got a milestone. When you hit 26, you be like, I'm halfway to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm halfway to the finish line. Well, and then it also it considered what the fuck you was doing in between that time.
Right.
Because it was a lot of, like, music times, but it was a whole lot of bad times for me in the middle sometimes. So it just depends on what you was doing and, you know, how your life was rolling, but... My mama said, you are not going to live past 18 if you don't change your motherfucking way. Then I hit 18, so I'm going, But by then, that's when I started, when I was with NWA and shit. So I was like, cool.
You know, I just don't even understand how y'all got away with the shit that y'all got away with at them ages. Like, it was totally different for y'all, and I don't even get that because, shit, my family was like stalkers, like all of them. Like, I would never get away with some of that shit. And the shit that I did
my
get away
family
with,
was
somebody
stalkers.
Helped me.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm just saying, my uncle used to go get my weed for me sometimes when I had stopped being friends with everybody.
My family was
stalked.
Yeah,
he used to go get my liquor, too.
That ain't good.
But I told you, he only 7 years older than me, so we like brothers and sisters. Like, I know he my uncle. He know I'm his niece, but the way we was just raised is just, like, people always like, is that your boyfriend? Is that your brother? I'm like, that's my fucking uncle. Definitely not my damn boyfriend.
Y'all was out there doing some wrong shit. Y'all was, see,
at the house doing it, but I was doing wrong shit. But I was at home, though. That was the difference between me and everybody else.
Well, the thing about a lot of wrong shit, it brings on all the right shit. Especially when you get into the point in time in your life when you feel you were at your lowest peak, and then you make a rebound. You know what I mean? Because I know I got punished for all kind of wrong shit that I did. I know I got punished. It just feel like I can feel a goddamn the whip on my back. I know. But when they stop hurting, I know that I paid for all of the wrong shit that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I paid for that shit already. That's why we all together. Because I think that all of the wrong shit that we might have did in our past, I guarantee you right now, this is the blessing that we got. It's all of us.
Being I tell together. You what, though, my mom, she thought she was doing the right thing, but it took me recently to tell her that it was wrong thing, like it was all the wrong thing. Like, she never wanted me, like, us to work. Or nothing like that, but we didn't have no money because nobody else was putting that into the household but her. So it don't matter if you make $100,000 or you make $300,000. If ain't nobody doing it but you, you still got to pay the taxes on top of that shit first, and then you got kids. So I just had a lot of room, just time to do a bunch of bullshit. Like, I wasn't doing nothing, and if it wasn't for weed, for real, it probably would have drove me crazy as far as being depressed and all of that. But once I started actually working, it was like, all right, I ain't got time for this shit. Like, you want to fucking feel like, hell no, I'm going to go to sleep. I got to go to work in the morning. I'm not about to be dancing around and then go try to do my hair and wake up with everybody, go to sleep when I'm still up. No.
Check game. Believe it or not, all this after hours while we here right now, all of us got a different kind of problem. We all got a different kind of problem. We probably, you know, everybody's problems are different, but we all have a certain kind of problem. So everybody on here is so humble. That's why we here. That's why we on this damn shit talking after hours, because we all got a problem that's
Is Buddha Ali on here?
Yep, Buddha Ali.
Is Buddha Ali online?
Yeah.
Buddha.
We all got something that put us together to heal us together. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a fucking radio station. I don't know, back in the day, I don't know if y'all had party lines, but we had party lines. All you had to do was call a, but you don't have nothing to where we have a gang of people that's talking at the same time, talking together, and all of that stuff. We all got problems. I guarantee you, that's why them motherfuckers want us on that XM station. Because we going way beyond radio.
No, they want us on there because, you know, when you make bets and I pay them, they said that dude's an honest dude. So they want us on there. They've been listening to me, you know. They said, how can they be so honest from L.A.?
I'm gold. But look, I sent you a track.
Man, it could be nothing.
You
forgot the track.
Wait a minute. You want to wrap up a confetti?
Don't say nothing. I'm giving up my ideas, Scratch.
Oh, God. So I didn't do that, did I?
You trying to throw me out of the bus, Scratch.
Are y'all, Jackie?
You know what I'm saying? See how you trying to do it, OG.
But look, this is what it is. It's just...
I was going to send you a six-pack. Now I'm going to take one out of it. I'm going to send you a five-pack instead.
Hey, that's cool. Do that. I'll take it. I ain't gonna pass up a whole house drunk. I'm just saying. But look though, that's why we're here. I'm telling y'all, man, we get ready. This is what Buddha always say: the most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk. And it's not just dangerous; it's motherfucking inspiring. And make people, you know what I'm saying? Man, I trust y'all. I really do. I trust y'all. I love y'all.
Buddha Ali, if you're online.
I could trust and love y'all more than motherfuckers that stand next to me all the time. That shit is fucking weird. But I'm not a standoffish, self-centered ass motherfucker either. You know what I mean? So I don't give a damn about telling y'all how I feel about y'all for supporting the things that I'm doing. And I remember when Foxy said, she said, well, she made me feel so good. Y'all remember what she said the other day? That shit made me feel good as fuck. And y'all do it the same time. Every time I see all y'all goddamn phone numbers light up, I'll be like, these niggas is my motherfuckers.
Yeah, they girls can sing too.
These are my motherfuckers. It's like they can't wait to get on the way. I couldn't wait to get on tonight, you know, just for certain reasons.
We know, Scratch. You told us already.
Hey, Julia, what I tell you earlier when I was talking to you, I can't wait for the show. I think it was about 3:30 by the time. I was like, ooh, fuck, I can't wait. I had an hour and some minutes left. Nigga, I'm sitting up here. I can't wait to talk to these people.
Should have started the show early. Should have came on at 4 then.
I wanted to make sure everybody was accounted for. Yeah, man.
I can't believe Confetti didn't call. This is the first time he ain't called. Confetti.
Let me see. You know what he's going to say? I'm sleeping. My bad.
You do be sleeping, man.
I woke up at 12 o'clock and the show was over. Hell no, that nigga sitting up big one. Fuck, did I call this motherfucker? Right. No.
One time he fell asleep over here and he started snoring. And then we kept talking.
That
and an hour later, he woke up and started back talking.
You know what? I got an idea. This is what I'm going to do. Before the end of the year, I'm getting ready to start getting these clips together of all kind of shit that we clowned for the last motherfucker 5 years. You know, we going on 6 years. So I'm gonna try to get some of that shit. Once I finish this little, I'm gonna get all the funniest clips. And I'm going to put them
you
up
gonna listen to all that shit again.
Say what now?
I said you're going to listen to all that again. That's a lot of hours.
Well, see, I could play because some of this shit is like, just think, when Battle Cat was on there, it's labeled Battle Cat. When Skeelo mm-hmm. was on there, it's Battle Ski. You know, I could get all that stuff with all of the people that I named, but then I might just one day just turn it on while I'm in here and be like, oh, shit, I want that, and I go and get it. I guarantee
well,
can,
you
by next year we're going to have a whole montage.
And the Big Mike one, too.
Oh, yeah. We going to get all of them. We're going to put all of them on there. All of the JoJo getting put in the corner. That motherfucker got put in the corner all the fucking time. I remember, but me and Hell was on there doing it. The motherfucker be like, I put JoJo in the corner. This nigga cutting wood and shit, trying to be on the show.
Hey, Luda, make sure you call me after the show, ASAP, emergency.
Huh?
I said, Buddha needs to call me ASAP. If he hears me, call me ASAP after the show. It's an emergency.
Buddha!
He ain't hearing.
Yeah, I see his number right here.
He probably in timeout.
No, I ain't got him in timeout. He probably put himself in timeout.
All right, yeah. I hear y'all, man. I'm at the house. I had to, you know, I'm cashier at the store with the manager. Had to take the money to the bank. Had to make sure we get to the house. Had to come in and wash dishes. And I'm listening to the show. Now, what's going on? True West Radio.
I was trying to tell you one.
Lost, man, I'm just trying. Huh?
I was trying to tell you one. The dover they found her. Yeah, one of the dover. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody killed one of the Doe Girls out there in Fort Worth, out there where Las Vegas Trail, where Abdul be at. They just found it today. Mm. You remember the twins?
The twins from Houston?
The Doe Girl twins from Texarkana. With innocence.
Oh, man, no. Talking about the dancers?
Yeah. The two twin sisters.
Oh, man, I ain't hear nothing about that, man. They killed one of them.
One was living down in close by Hair of Love, and the other one was living out there in Fort Worth. And she went missing on Thanksgiving. They just found it today. My mom and sister and them just posted it.
Oh, man.
I just seen that just a minute ago.
That
real pretty girls, like supermodels. Them girls
ain't
were
supermodels,
man. Yeah, because they were supermodels. And that's what somebody, she done got with one of them dudes out there and then took her and probably raped and killed and threw her on the side of the road somewhere.
I mean, I'm telling you, dog, murder world, I'm telling you, I stayed in Dallas back in the early 80s. I moved from Boys Idaho to Dallas. That's back when the Smurfs, the Crips and all that shit was just not getting down there. They were burning people up and putting them in trash bags and leaving them on the side of the road. This is back in 82, 83.
Now you talk to
and this when they had the war with the, it was the
damn Buddha. You older than me?
Yeah, I just talked to her the year before last.
I'm older than me. 82, 83.
No, I was staying in Dallas back in 82, 83. Well, when I moved from Boys, Idaho to Dallas, that was 82, 83. It was the Jamaicans, the Smurfs. All them were fighting over there, Oak Cliff, all them territory. They were fighting and trying to, because the Colombians were killing motherfuckers too. You had the light-skinned Colombians, and you got the dark-skinned Colombians. They were coming killing them motherfuckers, leading with Colombian necktie, they slit their throat and pull their tongue out up under their chin and pull it down like a necktie and wrap your mouth open wide with barbed wire and leave you sitting on your porch. The motherfuckers been down there killing for years, man, in Fort Worth. And that, like, that shit happened. I ain't been on Facebook. I got on the early, but I get on it. We just got through talking about Innocent yesterday.
Yeah, let Innocent know. I know she going to be hurt. Let her know.
She probably already knows. She just had a car wreck on Christmas Eve. I ain't heard nothing else from her. I just found out she had a car wreck Christmas Eve because they were down there with Funkmaster on Thanksgiving. Funk Dog. They were going to, they were going from Freeport. They were going to leave Dallas and go to Freeport to pick up Funk Dog to shoot the video. She sent me some clips from the video, and we just got through talking about that. Today, about that's the last time I talked to Innocent. They told me she had been in the car wreck. I'm a call when we get out the plug, man. But I'm sorry to hear that, man. May Allah be pleased with the sister,
well,
man.
No,
they came in when we were doing the zone. And we were doing these shows. They came. They used to be our dancers, man. And they went to Oklahoma with us and did a show. And did a video shooting everything, man.
Music video,
yeah. Yeah,
well,
we
got
a
music
video.
She be doing real good.
They were boxing, too. They were boxing. One of them motherfucker boxing when the girl boxing at the club on Friday night.
Yeah, their other friend was boxing. Their cousin. She was boxing. Yep, she's with that hit guy. Just talk to her. You're full lad.
Yeah, Lee. I know you keep up on them tenderonas. You going to know the scoop.
Well, see, I didn't know. What do you call it? I wasn't, you know, because, you know, you're not thinking when you see a picture, you're not really thinking.
You always kept up on the girls and the chicks, though, what I'm saying. I ain't saying, like,
yeah, but I always made sure they were crazy, though. No, I made sure they were straight. So when you go somewhere, we're going to tell you, ain't going to let no guy tug on their arm or do nothing. What you call it? No, it's straight business. We're going to go shoot music videos. They go to the club and have their little party, and then we head home. Ain't no okie dokie, none of that stuff.
Get the money and go.
I made sure they fed. I made sure they had food in their belly, everything. Well, that's how I rock and roll. I ain't going to let nobody do, you know.
He take them Victoria's Secret, get them clothes, all that shit.
Oh, no, not all that. Now, that'd be my main thing for that.
One of them stores you in there buying a lot of stuff. Yo. I got to put some humor on this shit, man. Happy Martin Luther King birthday, man. We got to pray for this. But that's a serious no. I'm gonna call Innocent, man. We got the phone. That
yeah, give her a call.
I can't handle it. I ain't got no whiskey or nothing. No kind of
liquor. Yeah, yeah, because you know you lose your twin, but that's a hard feat, boy. And they look just like Supermodel or something out of a magazine. That's sad. Yeah, she did. I thought you talking about
Mary Jane and you out of Houston. The twins out of Houston for a minute. The Mary Jane twins.
I ain't heard from them.
Watching the football game.
And they want serious.
Watching the football game. It's over. And talking shit to the Cowboy fans. Pissed off because of goddamn 49ers.
Yeah. He's talking about y'all.
Yeah, he can't stop talking about it.
I was mad at first, but let me tell you, man. I knew when the 49ers the first touchdown, I'd have said that's for the win. I said, motherfucker, for win, they let them niggas get in the end zone already. In Dallas, at the stadium, in the hometown, had me so fucking mad.
That wasn't the problem. They had too many penalties. All them holding calls, offensive holding. Killed the game right there. 13 calls.
Three goddamn me incomplete passes. No, they should have been caught.
Yeah, because
yeah, but we shouldn't have been that far behind. Got all them goddamn first down called back because all offense are holding.
Quickest offense in the league and moving slow in the motherfucker at the house.
Yeah.
That's messed up, man.
Whoa, I'm hiding the motherfucker.
Oh, motherfucking month.
I'm still a Cowboy fan, but the West is the best right now. We can't do nothing about it. They want that motherfucker square to the furrow.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I bowed down. I had to bow down. I had to shoot. Hey, scratch one. It is what it is. No excuses. You take
I'm going to play next year, man. I'm going to have a tryout. Y'all bet I'm going to go on there. I'm going to practice squad, work my way up. I'm not going. If they get me.
Do a couple of things.
You should have been there. You should have been there.
Oh,
damn,
I've been there. That's
what
happened. Oh, man, I'd have killed myself, Pop. I'd have killed somebody. I'd killed myself trying to tackle one of them motherfuckers. That shit
yeah,
wasn't
all you had
off.
To do was be quarterback. You could have been quarterback on that last play, God dang, and you just took off running with the referee
that's
on your
all
back.
You had to do.
He ran the wrong time.
He didn't get a ball to the referee.
Yeah, but the referee.
No, that's
what
happened.
He shouldn't have ran it.
You got to get a ball to the referee so he can spot where the goddamn
ball
is.
No. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. He shouldn't have ran in the first place.
That's what happened. He shouldn't have ran, but he did. That's your quarterback.
He should have gave the ball to the referee. If he gave the ball to the referee, we would have had more time to score.
And shit, if he'd have gave the ball to Scratch, we'd have been all right.
He gave the ball to Scratch, motherfucker, would have just said, damn, right there. Confucius say, sit your motherfucking ass down, so you at least you gonna dare to throw a Hail Mary. He didn't throw a Hail Mary. No, he wanted to run and then get the ball to his center when the goddamn referee supposed to have the ball first and put the ball down.
Did y'all see
this nigga
say,
somebody
kiss
just hit me from the back. No, you dumbass.
Did y'all see Scratch catch that interception?
Because
he was changing his jersey. At first quarter, he was number 10.
I don't really want to leave you, baby.
He said somebody hit me from the back, and it was the referee trying to get the ball. That was some motherfucking shit.
The referee, and then look, the motherfucking lineman put the ball up further than where the referee, he scooted it back. That's y'all goddamn dumbass fault.
I've been playing football for 4 years. So I played in high school, but semi-pro, you supposed to give the ball back to the referee no matter what you done did. How dizzy you is, how much pain you in. The referee supposed to get the motherfucking ball. They fucked up when they had 4 seconds to make something happen.
Because I'm saying bye-bye.
Yep. That's right.
Aaron Scratch. Aaron Scratch.
Dumb ass shit. Now, look.
But you know what we're going to tell Scratch next
week? Nigga been playing football for all these years. You don't know that you supposed to give the ball to the referee and let him spot where he put the ball at.
But we're going to tell Scratch next week, come on and go with me. Come on over to our place. He's going to be sitting on the couch with us.
It's not far from here.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Y'all going to be sitting on a couch for a whole fucking week until you find out what we going to do.
No, we ain't sitting on the couch.
Oh, Cancun. Oh, them niggas in Cancun. That's what it is.
No, we in Barstow. The Cowboys is coming to Barstow.
Man, them motherfuckers already in Cabo, nigga.
Well, y'all go to Six Flags and not Disneyland.
And then look, if they ain't on their boats, nigga, they still got a whole week.
No, we going fishing over by your house.
Nigga, you ain't gonna get no fish over here because there ain't no goddamn water.
we ain't trying to catch them kind of
y'all
fish.
Motherfuckers gonna be, y'all motherfuckers gonna be trying to catch motherfucking some rabbits or something, maybe. That's about it.
We trying to catch
Hold
King
on, I'm going to throw that carrot down there. I'm going to see if I catch this goddamn wabbit. You ain't catching no wabbits.
We looking for King Scratch Fish.
Nah, don't be looking for me, goddamn it. I ain't. I'm being here making music. Y'all motherfuckers go out there. Y'all can find, if y'all can find some water, y'all can fish all y'all want to.
Make the music with your mouth scratch.
I know I can help y'all. I'll fuck around and just get a big ass barrel, go buy some fish and put it in there. Y'all can just sit outside and fish. Y'all can just sit out there. I'm just going to
get a big ass barrel. I'm going to go buy some fish. You won that fate.
Yeah, as long as you don't give them no goddamn food, they're going to bite the goddamn hook. Nigga, I'm pulling out goldfish. You ever had a goldfish sandwich, nigga?
They barely beat us. We played bad, and they still barely
beat us. I don't care. I don't care.
Barely beat us.
You keep on saying barely beat us, but y'all lost.
They only had two
points.
Don't care.
They only had
Have y'all
just kicked a couple field goals.
Have y'all ever heard the saying that second place ain't nothing but the first loser?
Y'all ain't in first place. You just won the first. You ain't in first place.
No, it ain't
Super Bowl next year. Super Bowl next year.
We came in first playing against y'all. I don't know why the fuck y'all still trying. All y'all gotta just do is admit defeat. And it'll be over with.
Yeah, we
didn't
admit
it. Hey, look, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all how y'all are. Y'all goddamn Donald Trump. He couldn't admit defeat.
Now, we better than Donald Trump.
Oh, y'all motherfuckers are still like Donald Trump. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all can't admit defeat. This nigga tried to go back and say that everybody was cheating and everybody got fucked up and
oh,
all that old shit.
Oh,
y'all
man,
some
please.
Donald Trump ass niggas.
How come? No, we ain't because, you know, we pay our bets. We let them know what our taxes is.
Donald Trump ass
shit.
Y'all lost. What is so hard about that? Donald Trump lost. What was so hard about that? So when Donald Trump lost, he going to send all these motherfuckers to the Capitol to storm the Capitol building. Y'all doing the same thing. Y'all lost.
He can't.
Y'all fucking lost.
We already know that. You keep keeping us alive, though. You keep, and then you even brought Donald Trump into it. That's how I know you on one.
Man, y'all motherfuckers. Donald Trump ass, motherfucking cowboy ass, losing, can't
Scratch, you were scared. You were scared to the very end,
and look,
you know it.
And look, and one of the biggest shit talkers didn't even call tonight.
You still, let me tell you something. We got our ass with the first half, but I tell you what, you were scared in that second half.
I ain't never scared.
You were scared because you didn't know your team was going to win. It came all
every
the way down to 15 seconds.
Every time I changed my jersey, the energy got better.
You
because,
didn't think
see,
they
you know
gonna
what?
Win.
I'm going to tell you how y'all would have won.
Well, we got this football back in the back.
Listen to this.
This
is how y'all
would have
won.
I don't want to listen to your analysis. No, I ain't want to hear you.
Oh, disagreeing ass, nigga. Listen to what I'm saying.
But you ain't going to say nothing to me.
You wouldn't have been talking shit. And Mr. Edward wouldn't have been talking shit.
Oh, my God. Here we go with that.
JoJo wasn't talking shit. If motherfucking all these other motherfuckers that I know that y'all don't know wasn't talking shit, y'all probably would have won. Y'all talk too fucking much.
No,
shit,
we
that's
come
why
on.
Y'all
man, where's that muscle friend you had with the muscles?
And
where's DJ Muscles
and
at?
And then NC side. Y'all are fucking devastated.
Penny, you sound devastated. You sound like you've been having a heart attack.
Look, let me tell you something. At least all of y'all cry.
Look at your, you sound like you finna cry or have a heart attack. Your high-pitched voice
Hell
is real
no,
out there.
Nigga, that's happiness, nigga. It's happiness. All the times y'all tormented me, all the times that y'all tormented me all this fucking season, we can't tell the goddamn why. So look, we didn't go, it wasn't like the Cowboys played somebody else or the Niners played somebody else. We played each other, and we beat y'all. Shut the fuck up.
Get
out of
here. You didn't make no money. You didn't make no money.
Okay,
really.
There ain't nothing y'all could say, bro.
Why you didn't bet your rent money?
Nigga, because, nigga, I ain't stupid.
Well, you got to be. I mean, I know. That's what I'm saying. Why you didn't put your money
on?
Why you didn't put your money on your jersey?
Hey, the fucking Niners, that was the ultimate motherfucking challenge.
I don't know how. You
didn't
get no big win off of it.
And 49ers played somebody. And then Dallas won.
Oh, my God.
No, the Niners played the Cowboys.
You sound like the Cowboys won. You've been talking about it for how long now? Two hours and 38 seconds?
Rev. Cut it the fuck out, bro. Cut it out. It ain't nothing you can say. That was
You've been talking
challenge.
For 2 hours and 38 minutes
listen,
about the Cowboys all by
saying.
Yourself.
Listen to what I'm saying.
We talked about this 2 years straight. We brought in the manifestation. The guy asked to play, and they won, man. I was sick, but you know, hey, they won fair and square,
thank
man. I'm
you.
A Cowboy fan still. They just won fair and square, man. The first two touchdowns, it was over with.
Thank you.
Oh my God!
Don't
give him nothing
to
go with.
I got to, Ali. I got to, Rail. No. I got to bring. You know, we truthful people. We
don't give him nothing
truth.
To go with, man. Don't give him no bait, please. He already had enough
to
eat already.
No, we've been this man for 2 years, though. It's been 2 years. We've been on this thing, and it manifested. And his team won. He said they gonna win. We did talk a lot of shit.
I know,
I'm
but
like, if you talk a lot of shit, you're gonna get your ass whooped sooner or later.
But he didn't put up no big money though. See, it'd have been big if he'd have put up some money, but he didn't do nothing.
It don't have to be about money. It's about
then why you be calling when we lose and make sure we pay.
It's about the win. Nigga, ain't you happy I didn't bet no big money because that means it's
I wish you would have bet big money. Then I can understand your emotional breakdown right now.
Like Ms. Edwards said, we had more penalties than pass play. We had more penalties than touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
We had more penalties than anything. We nutted up. We weren't thinking right. We got our ass drove, so, man, in our hometown.
Well, let me ask you this, big brother.
Highest paid running back. We got the highest paid players in the league.
You lost against the Cardinals 1 week, and then lost against the Niners the next week.
Man, is you still talking?
Hey, we lost, man. Hey, man, I'm gonna predict this thing. We need to put this in there. Hold on, coach. We need to put this in there, coach. Check it out, Big Cup. We need to put this in the air. 49ers and the Dallas in the Super Bowl. Might be next year or the year after. Let's
they
put that in there and make it happen.
They can't play in the Super Bowl no more. Because Dallas, when they played, they was AFC. AFC, NFC, and NFC can't play in the Super Bowl no more.
And you saying NFC that right now, brother, AFC. But let me tell you something. Let's think, you dealing with, look, you see how Jerry, you see how the owner of the Cowboys look? That man
that
could make
like
some motherfucking play in the
Super
Bowl.
He looked like he was going to fall out right
there. I'm telling you, you hear me? He looked like he was for the goal, didn't he? That's why I
he
say he
like
went
he was
to that bar.
Right there.
He went to, he said the fans didn't deserve this. He said the fans did not deserve this at all.
That nigga eyes was so weird. He smoked some weed and he was about to die.
Nope, they told him to throw the game.
I seen that when he was in the booth, and he was in the goddamn booth.
He said, throw
the
game. They didn't throw no game. Are you fucking serious? Jerry Jones would never throw a
game. That's why he looked like he did.
Okay, that's the excuse.
He looked like that when the game. Jerry Jones looked like that when the game before the game started, before they even had the first play. Jerry Jones was looking like that.
No, he was crunk at the first of the game, but at the end of the game, boy, he looked bad, boy.
No, he wasn't.
Don't look.
I'm a Cowboy fan. I ain't getting off the game. I got to get this man his foot
man.
Man. They,
and look, and that's what
whooped,
I love about
the
Bulls.
The shit
out look, I got my boy Trey, the dude that made Los Angeles. He's a Cowboy fan. My street twin is a Cowboy fan. I ain't called and said nothing. If you look on my Facebook, I ain't put shit up. As bad as I want to, and that's how I respect the host.
You
ain't
got to.
But I wanted
to
put some shit on my Facebook because of Rabbi Lee motherfucking Big Mouth ass, even though it didn't motherfucking confetti, even though he couldn't have seen it, but he ain't answering this phone. I called his motherfucking ass like 13 times.
He called me today. I missed his call.
He ain't talking to me.
I went to work. I missed his call. He
called me,
man.
I called you during the game.
Hey, hold on.
That's
I'm
going
to try to call
for
Fetty. Y'all hold on. I'm going to try to call for Fetty. Hold up. Hold on. I'm
yeah,
trying to call me by my phone.
Call his ass.
Hold on. Let me go to my phone.
I called you during the games. That's why you lying.
Hey, I called you too, Scrat. I called you. I hung up. Look on there. I called
well,
during the game. To
well, look, it's during the game. It's not when the game was over.
No,
oh, well,
the game
I called
ain't even
you.
Started. It was over. It was going to be kicked off. I called.
We was losing. We was losing, so it didn't matter. I still called you.
I'm going to call Confed. I'm putting on. Hold on.
All right. Watch him answer the phone. He won't answer my call. Oh, I was asleep.
Kyler Murray got whooped on.
Yeah, it got fucked up. God damn. Ooh, that nigga got smacked. Damn, they beat Dallas the week before, but them motherfucking Rams, damn, we beat the Rams. They beat the Cowboys.
All right, hold on. He didn't answer. Give him a few minutes. I'm going to see if he's going to call back. I just called him.
Oh, yeah. He ain't calling.
Because we off the radio. He can't listen from the computer. Sometimes he be listening on the computer. I listen to the show on the computer.
Oh, yeah. No, but he usually calls. I can see his number. Sure.
Yeah. I'm talking about you can be listening, though. You can listen from the landline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
all right, let me try again.
Like I said, I'm over it, man.
Anyway, anyway, Fleetwood said he going to call in Wednesday. You know, he's a 49er fan, too. He want to make us eat some shit, too. He wants us to eat some shit, too.
My thing is, I just wanted it tonight. If he called in and if he say something, that's all good.
You talking about that DJ dude with the muscles?
Yeah, say DJ dude with the muscle.
No, Fleetwood from Frisco. Fleetwood, he a Frisco native.
I think that's a dude with the muscles. Let me talking about the 49. Yeah, yeah, man. After 49, man, you're not paying me. Wasn't he on the show?
Yeah, he's been on the show a lot of times.
He was on the show before. I think you even got on. No, shit, Fleetwood. I think when Fleetwood, they wasn't even football season. Last time Fleetwood been on the show, we was talking about motherfucking basketball type of shit.
So it was somebody that called on the show that was talking about he was the 49ers and all that. This was like about maybe shit back in I want to say
three brain cells, and you get ready to go way back there.
October, what you mean? You got your mind is vivid.
Hey, you all right? Hold on, y'all. You all right?
Yeah, man, I was just told that word.
So petty. So you don't want to answer the phone all of a sudden, huh?
Oh, man, you know, man, what you talking about, man? I called you today, man. I drove my cousin Curtis. So let me go and get it over with, man. I drove my cousin Curtis. So I'm going to let him go ahead and get it out.
That's the butt up. You didn't want to talk to me, huh?
No.
You made your want to call me all fucking week, but when I call you,
oh, so you had to put your goons out on me, huh?
Yeah, he put his goons out on you. You know, he over here having a heart attack. He over here having a celebration heart attack.
What? I'm just trying to figure out why you didn't want to answer my call, bro.
Man, I just didn't see the car come through. You know I'm blind.
You can't see nothing, man. Coming through, nigga. You know when that motherfucker's going to be
tag,
like, he's cracked.
That's
crack.
One thing. That's
he's
one thing
crack.
He can see.
I ain't got no call ID.
Shit, that's one thing he can see.
How come you answer the phone when I call you any other time?
Because that's the only thing he can see is when you call King.
Oh, Lord.
He had to be by the phone.
Oh.
Like, he'd be like, that's Scratch. I'm not answering that.
I'm not answering that. Come on, Freddy,
nope.
Man. I thought we was better than that, cuz.
Oh, you think we're going to be better than that? 49ers lost.
Come
on,
Freddy.
My boy lost.
Oh,
my
cowboy,
no,
we
for
sure you didn't see the game.
Well, I was listening to the radio.
Oh, okay. And
I listened to Cowboy Nation
though?
Radio.
Okay. What was the outcome?
Oh, man, the Saints cheated. I mean, the 49ers cheated. 49ers cheated.
Nope. The 49ers don't ref together.
They gave us a couple extra penalties. Somebody paid the refs off like they did
Gavetti,
this Cincinnati game.
Gavetti, stop. I've been trying to tell all your boys to stop it all night. Just stop it. Just stop it.
Y'all heard
just,
about it. I heard about it. Yeah, they ain't run off the thing. There was 2 minutes, 2 seconds left.
You fucked up. You rooting for the wrong team, just like your co-inspirators or your co-people.
Don't worry about it, Confetti. I'm right here with you, Confetti. He ain't talk about nothing. Don't worry about Aaron Scratch.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to find how many vacation pictures I can find for. I'm going to see Dak in motherfucking Germany some goddamn well.
Well, make sure you put Garoppolo right next to him.
I'm going
to
see. Nah, because you know what? We got a game next week, and y'all
man,
don't.
Man, y'all ain't got no game. Y'all got, that ain't no game. That's going to be an ass whooping. That's not a game.
Goodbye, because I'm saying bye-bye.
I hope you saying guy next week.
Well, if I do, I do. But I guarantee you, we got one more week that we won't be on the couch.
Well, that's all right. Teddy Riley yeah, gonna be with you next week.
Y'all gonna go against me all the way through this. I understand that. Do you think I care? Mm-mm. Y'all can go on and do whatever and say, y'all went to the ultimate battle.
Keep your vocals going. Keep your vocals real smooth.
Y'all went to the ultimate battle and lost.
We ain't moved by big. You act like we lost by 50 points.
I don't give a fuck. It was six points. If they lost by one, y'all still would have won. L, he did spike the ball.
That was
his dumbass fault.
Man, look.
He would have had one more play if he would have gave the goddamn official the ball so he could say.
Oh, my God. That's a rigged football. Look, man.
I don't know what
rigged.
You want, my God.
So you want to take a technicality one. You're going to take a technicality one.
You
going to take a technicality
one.
You
want to
take a court
technicality one. You all lost. So it ain't nothing else to say about nothing else.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
No.
Why do you keep talking? He been like this He been like this for 3 hours, confetti.
Y'all lost.
He sound like Stephen A.
You want to hear Stephen A? I'll play it for you again.
Don't put us on mute this time when you play it. Stop putting
y'all
us on
lost.
Mute when you play Stephen
y'all
A.
Lost.
Don't put us on
y'all,
mute.
Y'all no. fucking lost.
Hey, whatever. This half hour.
And the Cowboys lost.
You tell me you woke me up in the half hour, man.
Say.
I dozed off.
Yeah, he been talking. He wanted some more. He can't stop talking about the Cowboys. He wanted to call you and get you on the phone so he can have another hour.
No. I wanted his ass to call in, so he could have got a goddamn piece of this shit, too.
This is Scratch's hour.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, hold on.
Hey, but check it out. I just dozed up. I was going to call in, man. I was asleep, man.
Who lost the game?
I was going to call in.
The 49ers lost.
I called you. You just wanted to do it to me on the radio show.
Yes, I did.
That's all it was.
And then we ain't even online. Maybe it's recording, but.
Yeah, it's still recording. They're going, the fans can listen to it afterward and replay it.
Who lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, no sense.
He's Stephen A. Junior now. You look like Stephen A. right now. Scratch your hairline with Stephen too.
I am wonderful. This is the best. What he say? This is the best day I could ever have.
Make sure your lips look like his when you say that.
Mm. I smoked to that.
I do believe he'll be crying next week, though.
Oh, he's
not.
Yeah, he ain't going.
You know the old WWF, NFL. Y'all paid for that spot to get in the playoffs, and they just ain't want that one win. Y'all paid for between you and the Saints to be in the playoffs. Y'all paid for y'all spot. You know, y'all couldn't
if
just
y'all
get that
want,
one win.
Y'all
you know the coach.
Good.
You know the coach.
Wait,
beat
whoa,
us.
Whoa, whoa.
You know,
if
you know the coach beat us.
Good.
We got a high powered offense. They gonna
if
tell Dak to open
good,
up on the last 88. Come on, man.
If y'all want the good drug, good dog smoking,
and y'all paid Vegas,
buy from
come
me.
On,
don't buy from the people you've been buying it from. Because y'all got them drugs. Y'all must be on.
Man,
on
y'all
paid
Vegas, man. Come on, man.
You are old. Y'all are old. Some cop.
Man, how
Dak
opened up
on.
the last 1.5 minutes of the game and drive the ball all the way down to the 20-something. That don't even make sense, bro. This dude is like, that the truth. And then we're not even running the ball. Like, we ain't even really using Zeke. Like,
what?
Come on, man.
Is that my fault?
You don't do that,
is
man.
That
you got a 50 million
fault?
Man you don't run him.
Is that
y'all
the 49
for that,
fault?
Bro.
That's y'all goddamn
but,
dude, fault.
The last play, we got 14 penalties. Man, come on. Somebody paid somebody, bro. This is like the filings, man. Mm.
Well,
the real game.
I don't give a fuck. They should have paid it for the 49ers to lose.
Hey, we don't play till 3 minutes in the game, bro.
But
we don't show up to 3 minutes.
Y'all
we don't show up to 3 minutes.
Y'all
I'm telling you.
That's the bottom line.
That's a coach,
that's the bottom
man.
Line. The keys crash here, so. And that's the bottom line.
How many times did the 49ers hold nobody the whole game?
I don't care. Y'all lost. That was it. That was the game. 49ers against the Cowboys. The Cowboys lost. I don't give a fuck what y'all screaming about and what y'all trying to, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter, man. Are you fucking serious? It don't matter. We won. That's it. Oh, yeah, but you know, the referee said we were holding. The referee, no, it don't matter.
How much money did you win?
More than I betted you.
How much money did you win?
I'm going to send you your bill.
How much money did you win?
$500.
No, you didn't.
Not with y'all, because I ain't got a beef with
you
these
ain't,
things.
You ain't had no bets nowhere else. You didn't have no
it's
confidence to make no
Caesar.
Bets nowhere else.
Go look up Caesar's at MGM.
You ain't making no money. You only won $20. You know it.
All right, well, give me my $20, goddammit.
He's so happy. Confetti.
Wait a minute.
Look at
y'all
it.
Lost. Y'all lost. Don't want to admit defeat.
No,
the
I told
you
that.
You have to do
I told you the NFL was rigged
good
long time
game.
Ago.
Good game. I wish you luck. That's the only thing y'all got to say, but no.
Well,
no.
Nah.
This ain't what it's going to be.
Everybody got to
beat.
I wish you had no luck.
Okay,
get your
cool.
ass on y'all. If y'all don't get your ass on the bench after next week, that fluke ass.
That's the only thing that you have.
You get your ass on the bench after next week.
The song of the day is Dallas Lost. That's the best song I ever heard. Dallas lost. When we was talking all this shit all the way, I really gotta go find this shit. Cause I know I said that shit in the season. I said the only way that this is getting ready to make sense is if Dallas and motherfucking San Francisco play each other. I swear I said that.
You ain't never said that.
Bet money. I'll put you out there. I'll go and listen to all these motherfuckers.
How much money you gonna bet?
I bet you $1,000 on that. I said that.
Once you put eight,
I bet you a thousand. I will go back and listen to
back.
All of these motherfuckers.
Let's bet eight.
I said,
right.
I said, this will make sense if Dallas plays San Francisco.
I don't believe you.
I bet y'all ain't no football or that other bullshit, nigga. I bet y'all $1,000 a piece. I would go and find that shit. I would listen
you
to
ain't
all
gonna
of
find
these
nothing.
Motherfuckers.
You ain't gonna
bet
find
here.
Nothing.
Bet. Oh, talking about I didn't want a bet ass, nigga. Bet.
You ain't trying to bet $5.
And the web
rap. I bet you $5.
No, fuck that.
No, we want to talk that old high-powered ass conversation.
Yeah.
I bet you $5.
Yeah.
Go find it.
I bet y'all. Who want to bet $1,000? I go and find it. I listen to all that shit. I said the only thing that'll make sense is if the Dallas
I'm
Cowboys...
I'm betting you $5. I'll be forgetting about these bitch. So you go find
yeah,
this nigga $5.
Nigga, nigga, get your
everybody
in
the radio show realize I bet this nigga $5. That's why I can't see it.
I'll count that bet. I'll count that bet for $5. So now you got $10.
Yeah.
Go find it.
Go find that motherfucker. Get your ass to work. You're scrolling, my nigga. Hey, hey, Real Ali, I got it better.
Yeah, but y'all ain't laughing like that because the Dallas lost.
that nigga only won $20, confetti.
Yeah. I won $20 from you.
That's all he won. He ain't
okay.
Bet nobody else.
Nigga, you crazy. You ain't the only nigga. You ain't the only nigga in my circle. I got
I got 500. Y'all get your ass on the bench after next week.
Y'all motherfuckers is like, let me see.
I'm gonna wear my Green Bay suede jacket next week.
You stole my popsicle. Oh, no, he stole my popsicle.
I'm not even a Green Bay. I'm just a Green Bay fan. That bullshit.
No, this
I'm not even putting it root for now one. But just because he's talking that shit.
The hideous game.
He don't get his ass on the bench with on the side of us. He wasn't supposed to make it.
Well,
Confetti, let me ask you this. You think the Cowboys is going to play the 49ers in the Super Bowl this year or next year because of this meeting they had? Well, y'all said they couldn't play. Y'all, wait a minute. Y'all augured down and said that they couldn't play, and they played way back in 1960. And then
they
played again in 2016.
The Cowboys was in the AFC then.
Oh, yeah, I don't know why I keep thinking y'all in the AFC.
You don't...
Yeah, I don't know
football, nigga, stop talking about
it. No, I don't know why I keep thinking y'all was in the... I forgot, we still going through the NFC for the...
When you go to the Super Bowl, it's an AFC team,
gotta,
and it's an NFC.
Against the NFC. Mm-hmm. I don't even know
back
why
then,
I was keep thinking about
both.
Y'all wasn't supposed to make it past the little fucking first round, so y'all just got lucky, man. It's a fluke.
All of a sudden, scratch a football specialist.
So
you ain't Stephen A., nigga.
Mm-hmm. If you were sitting out there playing basketball right now, and y'all tied up, and you hit a jumper.
Oh, my God. Now Scratch is a sports analyst now.
No, no, it's just a realist. The real thing about the whole thing is the 49ers won.
Hey, we're not even analyzing
and the Cowboys
lost. We're not even analyzing.
Wait a minute. What else could be said? What else could be said?
I mean, man, y'all, they gave us some extra penalties.
Explain that the game was in Vegas.
After two, we didn't use our $50 million running back. What I mean, what you want to do, what else? We didn't go to Mark Cooper.
Thank
you. Know what I'm saying?
What else
what
can
else you
wanna say? The best thing to say is, okay, we lost.
They did play. Not all that extra. They played
what
everybody. Man, them niggas just fucked up. They played everybody. They just fucked up.
That's the only reasonable nigga on the line.
We should have put 50 on the nigga. We should have put 50 on the nigga. We don't show
Boo Ali is the only reasonable nigga on the line that's talking about this. He's the only
we're not going to bow down to you.
I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm just out for the game. I waited for it. I waited on it. I didn't do nothing yet. So I waited for the game. And I watched it all the way through because I was, you know, I'm a player just like everybody on the lane. Right now, we all done played, got some years in the game. And I analyzed the game all the way through. And the Cowboys got the fastest offense in the league. They were moving slow. They passed to everybody you called, confetti, and they all fucked up. All of them. Three times, not one time.
He didn't, I was into the radio. I don't necessarily heard them go to Mark Cooper like one time, man.
They went to your boy. He missed the ball. He tried to run through the middle. He got stopped. What's his name with the fro?
But see, come on, man. They kept. I'm listening to the game. I'm like, they could have ran.
He threw about five incomplete passes. Should have been caught. They practice in the stadium. They practice there every day.
I'm like,
they should have mastered. Listen to me, man. They've been fucked up. Listen to me. And like the man, everybody know you got to get a football back to the referee every play. The man try to keep playing the play, try to play the clock. He should play the referee, and we're the one. If he gave that ball to the referee, he could have threw a hell of a hit. He could have even ran his ass back down there and made a touchdown like he did.
Yep.
He got back there and started playing in the referee.
Dog,
you can see that replay.
Dog,
hold on.
Like
that replay.
Hey, like Steve Harvey
the
told
referee.
Dog, look, dog, it's over.
Hey,
it's over.
The referee. The referee hit Dak so hard he thought it was a goddamn lineman. The referee hit him so hard he thought he was hit by a lineman before he even smoothed the ball.
Gotta
he knew he
give
had
the referee
up.
The ball. Why the fuck you think when people, they catch the ball out of bounds or they catch it next to the sideline, they give it
to
the
referee? Soccer, tennis, basketball, you get a ball back to the referee.
Yeah.
That's how you know it was rigged.
No, the nigga didn't give the ball to the referee. He gave it to the center.
That's how you know it was rigged. That's
then
why he didn't give it to him. Because it was rigged. The game was called. That's why he didn't give it to the referee.
You know, y'all paid for that spot. You know, y'all
was
supposed to.
Saying,
you know, the Saints was supposed to. Y'all were down 17. Man, y'all was paid.
Wait a minute, but you said it right, though. The Cowboys didn't start playing to the last 3 minutes of the game.
That's what I mean, y'all know.
What he tell Frank Lucas, he said, hey, man, it's over. He said, it can't be over. He said, man, the war is over.
If y'all want good drugs, call me. Y'all stop taking them bad drugs. Oh, my
we
God,
lost.
Bro.
It's a done deal. It's a wrap.
The game. I don't even see what this is all about. The game is over. You cannot do something that's over.
You've been talking about it for 3 hours. It ain't over.
Oh, yeah.
How you feel about that? How you feel about you been talking that 3 hours? You've been wasting your breath talking this like we're going to change sides.
Over.
You're wasting your energy.
You know what? I love wasting my energy because we be
and wasting your beer.
And it's a wrap. Get hurt, motherfucker. That's the reason why y'all keep on talking shit. Because y'all can feel one of y'all ribs getting pulled out.
I hope you spill your beer.
I ain't got not an open beer, so I kick every can that I see.
Well, I
Ow.
hope